Today's shir of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech Vav, and we are up to Sif Vav. Ein Ma'arvin Deprusa, Afilu Hi Gedoila Harbe. So when you do the Erev Chatzeros, you can't do Erev Chatzeros with a slice of bread. It has to be a whole roll. It can't be a slice. Afilu Hi Gedoila Harbe. Even if it's a very big slice, it's better to have a small roll than a big slice. Aval, bishlema, afilu ktana ma'od ma'arvin. However, when you have a whole roll, even a little tiny one could be used for the Erev Chatzeros. Uvilvad sheyehe b'hem kolkach, sheyehe b'hem kashir. As long as you have enough in that whole roll or loaf, whatever it is, that it is the minimal shear necessary for what one has to donate to the Erev Chatzeros. Let's see now in the Mishneh Berurah, Ein Ma'arvin Biprusa, Biprusa Lamed Zayin, Biprusa, Mishum Eva Sheyavo Lidei Machlokes. If we allow a slice, then there'll be enmity and people will be upset at each other. It'll be Machlokes. How? Sheyomer Anino Sein Shlema Vata Prusa. Someone's going to say, I give a whole loaf and you give a slice. Vafil Yirtu Kulam Litein Prusa. He says, and even if all of them agree to give a slice of bread as opposed to a whole roll. Chayshinan Sheyachzor Hadavar L'Kukula. We're concerned that it will come back to the same messed up situation where afterwards someone will go ahead and give more, and then this guy's going to go ahead and say, hey, you give a prusa, I give a whole thing. In other words, even if they all decide, we don't assume that it's going to stay that way, and therefore they had to make a halacha that you can't give a prusa at all. The Prima Gadim actually has a suffix that maybe even the Yeved, the Erev would not be good if it was done with a slice. And then, the also mitchila b'shlema, the achakach l'shabbos acheres, if, however, initially on one Shabbos, when the Erev was initially established, there was a shlema, a whole roll used for the Erev, and then it was eaten from, or it became lessened, and now became not a whole loaf or roll. So ayin lekam and simin shin samachas, sev dalet ayin sham, whether or not, if that loaf that was eaten into, it was bitten into, and now is only a prusa, or it's cut, whether or not such a loaf, that's now no longer a full loaf, whether it will be good for subsequent Shabbosim, if it still remains in the home, we'll see later on about that in Shin Samech Ches Sifda. We're also going to see, as I said, coming up, what the minimum shear for Erev is, the minimum amount needed to be given, and the distinction between when everyone's giving and one person is being the zakeh for everyone else. There's a distinction between the two. When one person goes ahead and gives the Erev and donates the Erev on behalf of everyone else by conveying ownership to everyone else, we'll see distinctions between the two. Also, we're going to talk about what the minimal shear is. If we say that we're going to see that the minimum shear is a grogeres, that's what the minimum shear of, let's say, the full loaf is when a person donates. So what does that mean in terms of if you have thousands of people? So you have to have 1,000 grogeres worth of loaves of bread, rolls of bread donated in order to have an Erev. So obviously there's a certain minimal amount that is necessary for a community, and we'll get to that as well. That's going to be dealt with later on in Shin Samaches. We'll get to it Sif Gimel. And of course the halacha as to when the Erev itself gets established for that particular Shabbos, that also is going to be discussed coming up as well. Now, move on in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Umi im no tell me menu kedei chalas nachdom shu echad me'arboim u'shmona ma'arvin ba." He says, however, if a person takes off from the loaf or roll that he's donating a little piece, the amount that's necessary for taking off chala, kedei chalas nachdom, the amount of taking off of chala, which, look at the Mishneh Berurah, Perish, afilu kidei chalas, sivkatan, perish, afilu eno shaleng, shari, meaning if the donation is not a full loaf, but what's taken off is just a little piece, that's the amount that would be necessary to take off for hafrashas chala, That's okay. Shari. Shashchinim sovim shenital chala min hapas. Because the Shreinim are understand and they'll assume that he's taking off challah from the bread, and therefore it's not viewed as a prusa, it's not viewed as a piece of the challah, but rather viewed as the whole challah, even though it's really only a piece, because he took off, once you take off a piece from the whole challah, from the whole roll, so then you don't have a whole roll anymore, you have a piece. You have a slice, you have a piece. Piece is the same thing as a slice. Once you cut into the roll, it's no longer a whole roll, it's a piece. And but that's okay as long as you take off the shear of challah. Shehu echad me'ar, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, shehu echad me'arba'im u'shmona, which is 1/48 of the total roll. If that's all that's taken off, me'arvin ba. You can do an eruv with that roll, even though it's not whole, if 1/48 is taken out. And he says, afil lo haisa tevula l'challah. And he says, and this is even if the actual roll was no longer tevel, meaning this is even if, let's say, the challah was already taken from the dough. And if the challah was taken from the dough, you don't have to take off challah anymore. It's no longer, there's no longer any chiyuv of challah on the roll if the challah was taken when it was a dough. So he's saying it doesn't really make a difference. Because the idea isn't that he took off for challah. The idea is that it's still viewed as a whole roll because people view it as, oh, this is what people do with a whole roll. They give a whole roll and they take off a little piece for challah. And even if it really wasn't taken off for challah, it's still viewed as that he gave a whole roll, and it's no longer viewed as a piece or a slice of the roll. The eager is to give what's halachically viewed as a whole roll, and that's a whole roll minus 1/48 is still considered a whole roll. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues on. The im nifrasa the chibra b'kisa. What happens if a piece, if the roll or the loaf or the challah broke into two, and now you have a piece broken off from the challah, the chibra b'kisa, but you put that piece back and attached it back together and made the roll whole again by taking a toothpick or a stick, whatever it is, and attaching the piece back together, and now you have it all attached up, looking like a whole roll, even though it's not, because it's a whole roll only because the toothpick puts the two pieces back together. That's still going to be good. And that's what he says. V'imnifrasav echibra v'kisam, if it breaks into two pieces and he attaches it back with a toothpick, what is he doing? What he did was he attached the pieces with the toothpick by placing the end of the toothpick in the two pieces, right? And therefore it becomes like one. If it's not apparent that and discernible that they are broken pieces, you could use it as an eruv, meaning it all has to do with how it appears. It doesn't have to be a full loaf, a full roll. As long as it looks like a full roll, because you've attached it with the toothpick, it's going to be okay. So look at the Mishnah Brura. Hainu, Sifkatan Lamid Tes, Vim Nifrasa. It's an alomash nifras min akikar ma'at. This means that a little bit of the loaf got broken off. So he says, Mem, im eno nikar v'chulei. If it's not discernible after he puts it back together with the toothpick, it's going to be okay for Erev. Hatam, what's the reason? Even though BMS is not really a shalem, mikomakom, still, kevan de eno nikar, since it's not discernible that it's not a full loaf, lo yovo li de machlokes, there won't be any machlokes, and that's the ikar. The ikar isn't so much that be'etzem, you need to have a whole loaf. You need to have a whole roll. It has to just appear to be like a whole roll, so there won't be any machlokes. Now, the truth is, this Mishnah Brura is extremely difficult. The reason why this Mishnah Brura is difficult is because the basic assumption as Mishnah Brura is that the reason why it's okay to use the toothpick is because it's not discernible that it's not really whole, which basically seems to imply that it's not considered a whole loaf. It's just that there's no discord and no eva that's going to be caused, but it's really not considered a whole loaf. That's what he says. Just that there's no strife and discord that's going to be caused by the fact that it's really two pieces. Problem is that elsewhere in Siman Kuf Samaches Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that when one connects two parts of a loaf with a toothpick, one can't consider the loaf to be whole. Not only that, it's even acceptable to attach the two parts on Shabbos. And the Maxis HaShekel cites poskim who explain that one can even use such a loaf for Lechem Mishnah, which is a requirement on Shabbos. So, if that's the case, so why in our context does the Mishnah Brura indicate that pieces held together by a toothpick is not considered whole, but elsewhere the Shulchan Aruch maintains that such a loaf is considered whole? It's not really clear why the Mishnah Brura is saying this here. It's more than just a steer in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura seems to be up against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, you see, from the Shulchan Aruch alone, you could have said that im eino nikar shenifrasa is not the issue. Isn't so much that therefore there's not going to be enmity. That's true, but it could be that if it's eino nikar shenifrasa, the reason why it's okay is that once it's not discernible that they're pieces, it could be viewed as a shalem halachically. It's really a shalem. That's not the impression of the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura doesn't seem to say it's a shalem. He seems to be saying that it's not a shalem, but there's no discord that's going to be created by having it as pieces if they're attached up with a toothpick. Now we continue on in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh Shapirshu Had De'ein Me'arvin Rak Bepas Shalem Hainu Shekol Ha'erev Biyachad Yiye Pas Shalem. Some explain that the requirement to make an Erev with a whole loaf, that means that the Erev should be made, or as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, could be made with one whole loaf. Therefore, he says, L'chein nagu l'kabeitz v'kol bayis u'bayis mi'at kemach. Therefore, the minag was to have donated a little bit of flour from each home. V'osen chala achas, and they make one big chala shlema, one big whole chala, u'ma'arvin ba, and they would make the Erev with that one big chala. And that was the minag in all these medinos. Look at the Mishnah Brura. He says, what does this mean? It doesn't mean that you have to do it. And this opinion holds that you have to do it in with only one roll. Mean what he says. Hainu shekola eruv biyachad, sifkat memalav, ritzon lomar, debezek gam kein mekayim mashatiknu chazal. It means that this also fulfills what chazal requires in Erev Chatzera, she had the Pas Shalem Dafka. This also fulfills that it has to be a whole, what Chazal say, it has to be a whole roll or a whole loaf. This will also be Mekayimit, meaning if everyone gives over a little flour, and that then goes ahead and becomes part of the overall loaf that we have at the end, that will be fine. Aval gam heim modim, the yachol kol echad litein Pas Shalem. He says, but they also would agree that everyone can give their own loaf. Meaning, this is not saying that this shita held that you have to have only one loaf for the whole city, for the whole community, for the whole, right? But that would also satisfy Pas Shalem with having everyone donate some flour for the overall roll, for the overall challah, for the overall Erev Chatzeros. After he says, V'afilu imakikar shalzeh godol mishal chaveiro. Now he goes on and he says, and everyone also holds that you can have a bunch of people donating their small rolls, and one's roll, the rolls do not, and the loaves, the small loaves, do not have to all be the same size. One can be bigger than his friends. That's also okay. Gam kein mutter. The only thing you have to require, the only thing we require is that it be a whole roll or a whole loaf. It can't be a piece. A bigger piece, a big, big, huge piece is not better than a small whole roll when it comes to the lacha of Erev Chatzeros. And then he goes on, V'chein modim gam kein l'dei rishona, de'ein me'arvin beprusa. And this opinion in the Ramah, of course, is also moda to the first opinion that you don't do Erev, okay, with a prusa, with a slice. Afilu im yitnu kulam prusa shavos. Even if they all give equal slices or equal pieces. You can't give pieces of bread. It has to be a whole roll when you're donating. When you're donating actual bread, it has to be a whole roll. Could be, again, minus 1/48, but it has to be a whole roll. But in this case, you're not, the Ramah, they're not donating rolls. What they're doing is they're donating flour. And that flour then connects up to the big loaf that's now being used for the whole area, for the whole community. And look what he goes on. Sifkat membeis. Mikol bayis ubayis ma'at kemach. You take from each bias a little bit of flour. He says the same thing would be if they gave money to acquire flour. Vafilu im lo nasnu eza balabatim gam kein ein kpeda badaver. And he says, and also, even if not every single person actually gives, there's no big hakpada. We could do misayim lo b'sof, like the Ramah ends. The chol echad nosen kimcho le'eruv bishvil kulam. That everyone is giving the flour for the eruv for everyone, and that's what the Ramah ends off. Let's look at the end of the Ramah, and that's what this end of this Mishnah Berurah is referring to. He says, "Vitzarech lizar sheyeh b'chala hashir amufurish lekaman in simon shin samich ches sif gimel." Says you have to be careful, okay, that the minimal shear for the size of the eruv, the chala for the eruv, is met. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. If called him gimel, v'sarach lizar ashmi inon the afshim is darfin yachad lavi pas shlema. The mitzvahs eruv, he says, he's coming to teach you that even though they're all joining up for the full bread, the full loaf for the eruv, you might have thought that's better. The low body shear and doesn't require the shear of the minimal eruv. The kamash malan is no. The minimal shear of eruv that's necessary, which we're going to see what that shear is coming up, has to be met, even if everyone is donating towards it. Now the Ramah continues. And he says, this is what the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Mem Beis was referring to. And even though not all the kemach, not all the flour is used up in making the challah for the Erev, again, we have this one big challah being used for, this one challah being used now for the whole Erev, from the flour or money that was donated by the people. Afilo achi avi Erev. Even if not all the flour or money that was donated was used to actually make the challah, it's still going to be an eruv. Why? Because this should not be any worse than what we've discussed a number of times, that we're going to see it coming up in Sif Zayin, when a person goes ahead and he wants to go ahead and acquire the flour all by himself and make the bread all by himself, and he wants to go ahead and donate the whole eruv for the whole community. He can, as long as he is mezaken and conveys ownership to everyone else. So that's what's happening here. When everyone is going and giving towards the challah, that's what they're having in mind. Adaita dahachi nasnu kimcha mitchila. Kain nearly, they're all giving this. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah meant at the end of Mem Beis. He says, everyone gives with this in mind, that they're being mezaken, everyone else, in the challah with their donation. Cain nearly appears this way to me. He says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Mendalid. V'yafalpi, even if there's a little kemach left over, or some kemach left over, Rasona Lomar. This means to say, in Cain, Yesh, B'nei Adam, She'en Lahem Chelek, B'pasa Erev. If in the end, there are people that don't actually have any real, actual Chelek in the bread of the Erev, maybe it's not going to be good. And therefore, maybe it's not a good Erev, because it's like these other people aren't part of the Erev. And they're going to answer one. These people that are not part of the Erev are going to answer the others from being able to carry. Remember, and this is something we're going to discuss more, that if not every single person is joined up in the Erev that has to be joined up, then if not all the households are joined up, then you can't carry from the bias to the chatzer, from the anywhere in the community, depending on the nature of the Erev. Okay, you can't carry unless every person is a part of it. And if not everyone's part of it, if not everyone has a chelek in the Erev, it's not a good Erev. So why is it good here? So look at Sifkat Mem Hei. To lo garak, it's not any worse than a situation where one person is mezakeh, conveys ownership to everyone, and donates the Erev himself. But Tzol Alomar means to say, Af hacha, kishenosan kol echad mibalabat imat kemach la shamish. Even here, when everyone gives a little bit of flour to the shamish of the shul, for example, to make one challah for the whole community, b'shul kulam nasan, he's giving every person when they give, they're giving it to be mezakeh everybody else to be part of it. V'yachal pisha no sein eruv ba'ad chavero sarach lezakeh slo al yedei acher. And he goes, even though when someone gives an eruv for someone else, he has to be mezakeh it. He has to do this zachlo shlo gafanav, this zchus and this conveying of ownership has to be done through another person. We'll see coming up in Siftes. In other words, a person can't just go ahead and say stuff that he owns by himself and say, oh, I am being zakeh to everyone, because there has to be a formal ma'isa kinyan with someone else, giving over to someone else for the other people, as we'll see coming up. There has to be some type of hakna, some type of ma'isa kinyan, in order to convey ownership to the others. It's not a problem. Here it's not a problem, because when everyone gives some flour to the shamish to do the erev, anu choshvin, the way we view it is kilu nosin lo, it's like he's giving it to the shamish, she yisket bo, that the shamish should now be acquiring it bishvil kulam. He should now be acquiring it with in mind to be zocha now in the erev for everybody. Ve'ena shamish sarach lezakos lahem al yedei acher. The shamish does not then have to go ahead and be mezakeh to these others in the community through another person, or al yedei atzmo, or via himself explicitly. It doesn't have to be done explicitly. The ma'isa kinyan to the actual giving of the kemach is a ma'isa kinyan that is implied now when given to the shamish for the rest of the community. V'yesh mi sha'omer shem lo zika ha'shamish lahem al yedei acher o al yedei atzmo. Beferush, there are those that say that the shamish does not go ahead and do some type of hakna with someone else, or even when he takes it himself, he could also be mezakeh to everyone else, but it has to be when he's kona the flower, he has to say it explicitly that I am acquiring it on behalf of all other household members in the community. And it is proper to be choshesh for this, and therefore, whenever that initial transfer is happening of the flower or anyone who's doing the Erev, there has to be, number one, a Ma'isa Kinyan going on, and number two, it should be explicitly expressed that this Ma'isa Kinyan of the donation of the Erev is on behalf of all the household members of the community, and it should be done l'chatchila explicitly, the Farish. Even though he said that it's implied when everyone's giving the flower on behalf of the Erev, and therefore, if not everyone gives flour, or if not all the flour is used up from all the different people, it's still going to be okay, because everyone, when they gave their flour, it was in with having in mind to be mezakeh, and having in mind to be mezakeh the whole olam, and when the shamish was mekabel the flour, he was mekabel the flour implied, and implied in that kinyan of accepting the flour was to convey ownership to all the members of the community. But again, that's implied, and that's not lechatchila. Lechatchila should be expressed. Uvefrat, he says specifically, if the shamash uses his own flour, bevadai, for sure then, then for sure he has to go ahead and convey ownership to the rest of the kehila through someone else. And that's the minhag, shashamash, nosein ha'erev, the shamash gives the erev, takes the erev after he makes it, and he gives it to the rav, on Erev Pesach, sheyiskobo b'shvil kol hakal, that he should go ahead and be zoche in it for the whole kehila. And that's what they do. Okay? Now, and they use, obviously, if it's Erev Pesach, they use matzahs. That's why a lot of the Erev is done with matzah. And that's how you do it. You have the shamish, okay, taking the matzah and giving it to the Rav. Either he bought a matzah or he made the matzah on Erev Pesach, and he gave it to the Rebbe. That kinyan is done on behalf of the whole kehila. V'mchashcha l'yom tov rishon v'lo zika. And if Yom Tov Rishon already comes v'lo zika, and the explicit conveying of ownership and being zakeh to all the others is not done before Erev Pesach, again, the minhag is to have the shamish go give it to the Rav, and they explicitly say that he's giving it to the Rav, and the Rav is acquiring it now on behalf of the whole community. Let's say this was not done. This was not done formally. The only thing that was done was that the flour was given to the shamish, but it was not stated explicitly. So, ein lezakos elo l'tnai. You should not go ahead and, if it's already Yom Tov on Pesach night, you can't go ahead and do this acquisitional procedure of the shamish giving it over to the Rav, unless they put a tnayin.
The reason is because this acquisitional procedure of being mezakeh, giving the Erev, being mezakeh to the, being mezakeh all the others in the Erev, it's not just an Indian of Kenyan, it's an issue of being mezakein, it's nirek mezakein lemachar. The issue is that you're doing a tikkun, fixing. It's like a makabe patish. So therefore, what you have to do is, so we're talking here in Chutz Laretz, so it's the first night of Pesach, so you go ahead and you give it to the Rav, and I'll tonight. What's the tonight? Dainu Shiyomar, they say, Imayom Chol, if tonight is really Chol, then I'm Mezakeyu L'Chol Ha'ir, then I am conveying ownership in this Erev to the whole city. Vim Kodesh, if tonight is Yomtif, Ein B'dvari Klum, then what I'm saying now is nothing, I'm not being Mezakeh anything, because it's Yomtif. V'chein Yomar L'machar, same thing will be the next day, B'leil Yom Tov Sheni, on the second night of Pesach, on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias. And what you say is the same exact thing. If tonight is Chol, then I'm being Mezakeh the whole year. If not, if it's Kodesh, then it was already done yesterday in Ein B'dvari Klum. V'chol Zeh, he says, Im Hayom Tov Haya Samach L'Shav. He says, this is all talking about where, again, the minhag was to do this before Pesach. And if he didn't do it before Pesach, he should do it on Pesach. He said, Al Tanai. He said, that's only talking if the Yom Tov of Pesach, Haya Samach L'Shavus, was right next to Shabbos, meaning it was a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Yom Tov. Because in Yesh Chol, you may Chol main time. Because if, let's say, Yom Tov was on Monday, Tuesday, and you have weekdays before that first Shabbos of the year, then Yom Tov Milazakos, the Shama should wait to be Mezakeh with the Rav to the whole community, wait till Erev Shabbos. Vim Shachach Gam Be'Erev Shabbos. What happens if they forget Mamish on Erev Shabbos? Milazakos Ad Shechasha. He forgets on Erev Shabbos to go ahead and be Mezakeh the whole city in the Erev explicitly by giving the matzah or whatever it is over to the Rav and them explicitly being mezakeh. Somchen ala poskin normal el, then you could rely on the poskin that we saw before, the sviralu, the mutter letaltel, af beli zikui, that the people can carry even without a formal zikui, kevan shekvar nigba bishvil kulam, because that's what he did. He picked up the all the flour of the shamish and he did a kinyan for everyone else. And therefore, even though it's not lechatchila to do it this way, you can rely on this opinion. If Shabbos already comes in, you can rely on the fact that there was an implied zikui in the collecting of the Erev for everybody. Sif Zayin. Im Echad Mezakeh Lekulam, Yochol La'arei V'Prusa. So now he says, if one person is being Mezakeh for the whole community, then you can do the Erev even with a Prusa, because look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Memvav, Lo Shayach Kan Klal Mishum Eva, because here there's not going to be any issue of Eva, because since he's Mezakeh from his own stuff for everybody, there's no issue at all that there would be any type of Machlokes in this scenario. And this is all spelled out in the Rush and the Mordechai. However, there is a Eliyahu Rabbah that wrote in the name of the Maril that even here there's a low plug, and there should not be, unlike the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you shouldn't use a Prusa, and the Minog is not to use a Prusa even when one is being Mezakeh for everybody, when they're all being Mezakeh, right? Let's say just one, let's say the Shamish and gives it to the Rav, and being Mezakeh for everyone. The minhag is to actually use a whole loaf, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you could use a prusa.